So you were in Egypt, and you got from Egypt to Israel.
Yes.
And how did you do that?
How we did it is I landed in Egypt. In that Egypt, I decided that I would come to Israel because the place I wanted to go, I made a mistake, and I began to ask for a way to come to Israel. Later, they directed me to the place they are following. It was 2008, February, during the Israel and the Palestinian Gaza problem. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go through Gaza, but the Gaza is too hot. So I later followed the other direction through Beersheba.
So, but how did you were walking, you say?
Yes, we are walking to the extent we enter a bus to the desert of Egypt.
Yeah.
Then from that desert, we have to. There is an Egyptian who showed us the road.
Okay. So this road that the Egyptian guy showed you, it was
yes.
Like just. A track or a road?
Just show us the track, that we should go through this track. At the track, what it told us, we spent many days. It's not one day.
Yeah.
I spent 18 days in the desert.
Oh. So what did you drink?
There are some people living there, few people living there, because there is a cotton farm there. So they have a well, the water they dig from the temple is not good. Still, we drink it like that. We eat only bread. There is a place they are selling only bread there, this flat bread. We eat only bread for 18 days. That bread you eat, you eat it only in the morning, you eat in the morning the next day.
So when we were saying just now that baptism is like going through the Red Sea, then you walk through the wilderness and God gives you manna every day.
Really?
And I said that's like reading the Bible.
Yes.
So you know all about it.
I know all about it. So it was only that bread we eat all the 18 days. So at the 18th days, we jump from the boundary of Egypt. We jump into the boundary of Israel.
So is there a wire fence there?
No, not wire fence there. It's only wire fence.
Yeah.
Only wire fence, not a... Not wall fence. It's only wire fence. So, that time, we jumped the Egyptian, because Egyptian fence is low, but it's wire too. We jump it, then Israelite cone is high, then we jump it too.
How did you jump it?
When you hold your hand, you, however you can do yourself to get yourself behind, because the Egyptian soldiers are coming. They shot some of us.
Oh.
It's not the number we left from Egypt, it's the number that we are when we go to this place. When we are coming, we are 26, but when we get to this place, we are only 18. I don't know what happened to others. We are only 18 when we get to Beersheba.
So is that fence, is it electric?
No, it's like a, it's not like electric, it's just only this wire fence they used to do it. Then. We get it like this, you put yourself and the barbed wire can carry you up like this, then you throw yourself the other side. And the Egyptian soldiers are coming because they use something to check along God this road. And the army of Israel, they see us too. They know that we are crossing. Why I'm telling you that they know that we are crossing is that we crossed to Israel territory that 18th by 5 p.m. in the evening. We walk all the desert till 6 a.m. We don't know where we are going. There is a light we saw. That light, we don't know that the light was in Lebanon. We are tracing that light. When we are going, the light remains where it is. It doesn't come closer. It doesn't go far. It's one place, but we are still going from 5 o'clock in the evening till 6 o'clock in the morning. The light is still where it is. So we find out that we have missed road. We begin to wander in the desert. We saw one man with a camel. Lucky to us, the water he want to give the camel, he put it to the camel, then we have to chase the camel away and drink the water. We have to chase the camel away and drink the water. So later, when we are moving in the desert, it's in the territory of Israel. The soldiers come and rescue us. They ask us, they come and search us. After searching us, they ask us, where are we going? We are telling them we want to go to Tel Aviv. Because we think that Tel Aviv is a stone throw. We have not been in Israel before. So they have to take their cars and took all of us to Beersheba. When they get to Beersheba, they have to leave us in Beersheba and tell us here is not Tel Aviv, here is Beersheba, then we can move from Beersheba to any place we want to go. There's a lot of taxi. So taxi, from there we enter taxi to Tel Aviv, to the church in Lavanda here. So there is a lot of, it's not what we fast in the wilderness is what, the desert is what I will tell you. It's terrible. Because I have not walked for 4 days before without lying down, without resting. It was coming to this Israel that I witnessed it. Because when we are going, we think that next 4 or 3 hours, we will get the place we are going. You know that before you know it is 2 days. You have not seen anything. It's only desert, the desert, the desert. You know? But to the glory of God, God give us a grace. Because many of us died in that wilderness. I can never forget it because the covenant I made with God in Egypt. When I enter here, I don't even feel that I walk. And that when we get here, some of us have a serious sickness, they went to hospital. When we enter here, one of the lady we entered together died because a lot of cold have entered her. She died immediately after 1 week we entered. So a lot of, some of us went to hospital, human rights hospital, because there's no money for them to take care of themselves in the private hospitals. After all these things, to the glory of God. We get ourselves little. But the problem of Israel here is too terrible.
So, I mean, just what, 2 hours ago, I baptized you. And I said to you that going through the water is like going through the Red Sea.
Yes.
And spiritually, you came out of Egypt, came out of the world.
Yeah.
And now, I said, we are traveling in the wilderness towards the promised land, and we've got to eat the bread that God gives us,
yes,
and drink the water which comes from Jesus. So that's just amazing for me that you've actually done that. You're the only person I know who's actually done that, who's actually walked from Egypt to Israel and eaten only bread and drunk camel's water. That's amazing.
Yes, only bread. There's nothing you can get there again. There's nothing.
Yeah. It's like this world, right?
Yes.
After baptism, spiritually, there is nothing out there.
Really? Really?
So how do you feel now you've been baptized?
No, I feel so good because I've been expecting it. you know, when when somebody has something he has been expecting, there is an inner joy. I'm having the joy in me, inside me. The joy is not because I'm in the house, maybe the weather is okay for me, no. I'm having the joy inside my heart. Because throughout yesterday, I was in the praying for that. I said, God, whatever that will be a hindrance to this, let it be carried away by the angels, that so that today my baptism is going to take place. And I so much thank God as it has happened.
Amen. Thank God. You know, I had a flu. You can tell I'm still coughing a bit. I had a flu,
yes.
Very bad flu. And I was with one of our old sisters, and she said, Duncan, you shouldn't go to Israel. You shouldn't go to Israel. You've got such a flu, you know. I was sneezing and all that. And I felt so sick. I thought, I don't know if I should go or not. But I felt I must come. So I'm so glad I came.
Yeah.
Because you've been suffering all this time for this moment.
Oh, my
and studying the Bible basics, and it's just great. Praise God. Well, should we pray? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, through Jesus, we thank you so much for the testimony. We thank you so much for your hand in our lives,
yes.
That you brought both of us to this moment, that you brought Samuel through the desert, through that terrible situation. And we pray that you will bring both of us to your kingdom. And may both of us make the journey spiritually through this world. And may we live forever in your kingdom on earth, when the promises to Abraham will finally be fulfilled, which is our hope, the true hope of Israel. Father, be with us, and be with the situation in this country in the last days. And may we abide with you and come to your kingdom. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Yeah, well, praise God.